Everybody, welcome to the Eclectic Hedge Witch podcast. So today I just wanted to talk about cleansing. So cleansing is something that I want to talk about simply because very early on in my practice, and this thought stuck with me for way too long, I didn't know how many different ways that there were to cleanse. And all the different kinds of ways you could cleanse, and kind of that, you know, there's different ways to go about it, basically. So I want to just talk about it today, so that way maybe anybody who's like me, who just didn't know, perhaps knows. So for the longest time, I thought the only way to cleanse simply, and I thought this simply because every, like, sort of the few books that I had read and a lot of the places that I was reading up on online only ever talked about cleansing in the sense of just burning sage. And while burning sage is a good way to cleanse, it's not always what you want to do. Sage is kind of like, it's like a bleach. It just clears everything. It gets rid of absolutely every kind of energy, not just negative stuff or things that you don't want. It just is a full-blown just get rid of every kind of energy, which is not always what you want. So it's not exactly what you're gonna need in every single situation. So for the other ways of cleansing, aside from just burning sage, another way that you can also use sage, though, is I actually have a sage, like, spray. You can make them yourselves. I know I've seen, like, tutorials online and stuff on how to make them. This one I did just purchase. So that one's good too, and sprays are really good if you're, like, directing where you're cleansing. Smoke is good to kind of, like, because it gets around the room, it's good to get an entire, like, bigger space. And I do have a few different kinds of sprays, but the sage is one that I use for cleansing. So another way I like to do smoke cleansing is taking incense and using that. It's nice because different kinds of incense, you can perhaps get different kind of energies so it'll get rid of other old energies, and then it'll also kind of bring in whatever that particular kind of incense is for, which is nice, so you can, you don't immediately have to go in with something else, you can just kind of get rid of and bring in at the same time. So incense is probably my favorite way to cleanse, but I can't always do smoke cleansing in general. Just due to the fact that my husband's asthmatic and I have animals with really sensitive respiratory systems. The animals are caged, like the rats and a bearded dragon, and their stuff's on the other end of the house from where my altar is, so normally it's not an issue as long as I close the door and crack the window in the bedroom and make sure it's fully aired out before I really open that door again. I mean, it's pretty far away, so it never makes it down to where they are. But it's, again, it's just not ideal. One way of cleansing, like the sprays and stuff that I said earlier, so making some kind of cleansing spray. I know a few shops of mine sell, like, smudge sprays, where they use different kinds of herbs and for different purposes. There is also the method of using a singing bowl. I don't have one myself, but I've wanted to try it out, just to use, like, audio vibrations to cleanse, which would be really neat. Another in that same line of audio cleansing, I hear that some people use, like, Spotify playlists and stuff like that, so they use music to cleanse their space, which is kind of neat. I'd like to try it at some point. I just haven't. It's just not my preferred way. Well, I don't know yet. I haven't tried it, I guess, but right now I just like the way I'm doing things. Another way to kind of help cleanse, not necessarily your space, but to cleanse items, and is water. So, and the important thing to remember when using water is that not everything perhaps in your altar is okay to go in water. The example being, like, there are certain crystals that will actually start to, like, flake off, and it'll kind of destroy them if you stick them in water. Some will be fine, some water will work perfectly fine, especially if it's running water. Definitely, if you're going to be water cleansing, running water is what works best.
That's why, like, if you're, say, in the shower or something, you can take a you can make it into a kind of a cleansing ritual, because you're standing under running water, that's what I'm trying to say. And it's really good for that. So, also, one more thing, too, because I just remembered, because I just turned around and saw it, selenite. So selenite's really good to cleanse different items. I found it at Winners. It's a little bundle of a bunch of big selenite sticks, and they're like all tied together with a cute little ribbon, and it's huge. But that's kind of what I found, and I like it. And a lot of people like take those and they'll just put like whatever they're cleansing on them, so like jewelry, things like that. And I think that that's really neat. Now, of course, comes in the question of, do you then need to cleanse your selenite? That one's kind of up for debate. Some people say yes, some people say no, it's self-cleansing. I have no idea. I just kind of cleanse it anyway as a just in case. Rather be safe. Another way that you can cleanse things just to by like sticking it in there, like kind of like on the selenite, is with salt. So I have a little mini cast iron cauldron that I just have filled up with salt, and after I wear like rings or something for the day, I just stick them in there, or small crystals I'll just stick in there, and it'll just sit in the salt overnight. And I like to use that. It's just a very easy method that's very low effort. You just kind of stick it in there and leave it. You don't have to get super involved. So, yeah, that's kind of the basics on cleansing. Another way to kind of help if you're feeling that your space is just not the greatest is if it's kind of messy in there, like, take the time to tidy it up. Sometimes just uncluttering it is enough to kind of undo whatever's going on there. My space is currently a total mess. That's something I'm gonna have to do. Because, yeah, my altar is just on the top of my dresser. So, naturally, other things that I don't really want to keep on there always end up on there just out of laziness more than anything. And then if it's just kind of as I'm walking by, I'll just chuck something on there going, okay, well, I'll move that later, and then I never do. And since it's a larger space, because it's the top of, like, well, a decent-sized dresser, it tends to collect all my witchy stuff, so it ends up looking quite huge, when in reality I think most people just have things like their books and stuff kind of like on a separate bookshelf or whatever here and there and everywhere, whereas like I have literally all my stuff just crammed into one little corner. I don't know. It's not, I don't know if it's necessarily as impressive as other setups that I've seen, but I like it. It's just kind of stuff that I've collected over the years, and just found that kind of worked for me. I'm kind of debating, once I actually tidy it up and make it nice, doing a little altar tour, perhaps, like on the YouTube channel. I have not decided yet. I might just do it. I'll probably do it. I keep saying maybe, but it'll probably just happen. Because I got a lot of stuff in there that I've... Every time I do clean, every now and then I just find stuff that I forgot that I had. And naturally it manages to make its way back up into things. One thing that I do want to do is I want to get a new altar cloth. Because the one that I have is like this green one with like Celtic symbols all over it. And like, it's not bad or anything. But the only reason why I bought it when I did buy it is that I bought it when I was first starting up to practice. And it was the, when I found it, was the least, it was the most inconspicuous, I guess you could say. It was the one that looked least obviously witchy, because I have Celtic heritage, so you wouldn't necessarily assume that that was the reason why I had it. And I was living back at home and stuff. And when I initially bought it, my Catholic family was very unaware that I was Well, at the time, I was a Wiccan. That was where I was at with my spirituality. That was kind of the road that started me there. As I've mentioned in the past, that's how I got started with witchcraft, was through Wicca. I no longer really identify with that, but it did get me started on this road. And it was kind of my introduction to these sorts of paths. But yeah, so that's where it's from. Now it just kind of, I feel like it doesn't fit with where I'm at anymore, and my altar is very loud and proud, so I don't feel like it needs to be, I need to hide it. I'll probably hang on to it and find another purpose for it. But yeah, I'd like to get a new one. I just haven't found one since I've been able to kind of be out and loud and proud about it in my own, like, because I have my own home. But yeah, I got that. I got, like, this little jewelry. Well, it's actually good size. Like, a jewelry cabinet thing that I also use to store stuff. It's got, like, a mirror and stuff in it, which is nice. I've got this succulent right on my altar that I like to have. I've got a couple. Okay, I have these two candles. And sorry, I'm totally just sitting here talking about my altar instead of cleansing stuff, but I think I covered most of the things. I have these two candles from when I was first starting, very early on practicing Wicca. I have just a plain white one that I drew on, like, a goddess symbol with, and then I have one, it's supposed to be a reindeer, but it kind of looks like a stag, and I figured that would work as a symbol for, like, the horned god in Wicca. So I have those two candles. They're still there. Those are both deities that I still at times work with. Not necessarily always, but, I definitely still have a bit of a connection to those gods, so they'll stick around. But I've had these candles for, like, 8 years, and I've barely burned into them at all. It's not because I haven't used them. I've used them so much. I've probably used them more. Well, yeah, no, I've definitely used them more than any other candle that I've had, because for all they were the only candles that I had, and I would burn them for, like, decent periods of time. But, like, oh my god, they look barely untouched. I don't know what this is. Like, part of me wants to say, what kind of witchcraft is this? But, like, it's literally witchcraft, so I don't know what else to say about that. It's crazy. I have no idea how these candles have lasted me so long. Every other kind of candle that I've had, I've burned through, like, super, super fast. Like, no problem. And these are just here. They're just not, like, no dent practically put into them. I have no idea. And if it's been 8 years, and, okay, look, I'm just gonna, like, stand up and take a look, because I'm right next to it. Like, I'm just kind of trying to do... Because, like, I'm about, like, about a fifth of the way through, like, burning them down, because is probably my guess. So if that lasts, like, oh my god, how many years is that? Like, 8 times 4, so that's 32. These last me 32 years. Oh my god. If, at this rate, that's what it could, if these things last me a total of 40 years, all combined there, then these were some damn good investments, because one of them I just found as an on-sale Christmas decoration. Actually, I think I found them both in clearance Christmas stuff. But I have no idea how they managed to last. Maybe it is the magic. Maybe it's the magic. I don't know anymore, but it's crazy. And then, yeah, so I'm gonna shout up about my altar. I think we'll just have to actually sit down. I'll have to actually sit down, tidy it up, and then maybe do, like, a video kind of showing off what I got. Because I, especially this past Christmas, actually, I asked for some books, and I ended up with some very nice books, and I kind of bought whatever was missing that I wanted. And those I'm definitely gonna want to go through, because I've actually been finally sitting down and reading through them. And I found some pretty good stuff, so I got some really good book recommendations, too. And I can show you all the sprays and stuff that I've been mentioning, too, and all my favorite incenses and that I've been using. Oh, actually, there is one really nice one. Looking for it. Okay, yeah, so this one's from the brand... I may pronounce this wrong. It's from Satya, S-A-T-Y-A. And it's patchouli forest incense, and it smells amazing.
I love it. Also, one thing that was really adorable was when I opened this box of incense, there was like a tiny little box of incense inside of it as like a sample. Like it was, and it contained two full sticks of their golden era incense, which I thought was adorable, and the fact that I got a sample within it made me probably more excited than it should have for two incense sticks, but I was a little pumped. Yeah, the more I'm talking, the more I'm convinced I just need to make a video on this crap. Alright, well, that's it for today. I'm gonna actually figure out my schedule, finally. It's been a little hectic lately. Work schedules and things have been a bit sporadic and all over the place, and we had some issues with our pets recently. Unfortunately, we ended up having one pass away over this past weekend. It's been a bit of a wild ride recently, especially with all the coronavirus stuff going on right now. Everything's kind of shutting down, except for my workplace, apparently. So I'm still having to go into an office job that I can totally work remotely every single day still. That's the part that also confuses me, is that we literally have always had the infrastructure to work remotely. And yeah, we're not shutting down, but like, everywhere else is. So, we'll see how that goes. Hopefully I don't get sick and die. They've been shutting down so much more stuff, and it's been getting so much more strict lately. I feel like it's less of a, oh, will they let me work from home, and more of a, okay, so how many days till they have to let me work from home because the government said so? So that's kind of where all of this is at right now, so hopefully it all gets better, and I know it's a global issue at this point. So wherever you are, stay safe, wash your hands, all that good stuff. Do what you gotta do to make sure, you know, yourself and others are safe and healthy. And hopefully nobody listening gets any kind of illness, like, of any sort right now, especially not any kind you have to go to a doctor for, because I can only imagine trying to get into a clinic or a hospital at this point would be insane, because I have a family member in the hospital right now who got out of surgery, and I know none of us can go visit him right now just simply due to the fact of, well, coronavirus. So hopefully all this kind of starts to plateau a bit, the cases go down, and all this levels out. Until then, good luck everybody, stay healthy, stay safe. All right, have a good week.